Under Florida law, Bondi has 30 days to respond to the group's request. Cannabis Action Network Executive Director Jody James says her group is asking Bondi to change marijuana's classification as a Schedule I illegal drug in the state.
Until the Attorney General makes that decision, everyone else's hands are tied, including the medical community.
James says removing cannabis from the Schedule I list will allow Florida scientists to research its effects on cancer and let doctors prescribe it. If Bondi makes the change, the legislature will have to then pass new laws regulating the drug.
That will allow the Florida legislature to have a reasonable conversation about who qualifies as a patient and how we are going to make sure that they have access to their medicine.
18 other states and the District of Columbia already allow marijuana or cannabinoid oil to be used medicinally. And on Election Day, voters in Colorado and Washington chose to legalize it altogether. James says growing scientific literature shows that marijuana does not fit the definition of a Schedule I drug under the law.
You might note that a Schedule I drug has no medicinal value accepted in the United States.
She says the designation also means the drug can't be used safely under a doctor's guidance and that there's a high risk for abuse, neither of which apply to cannabis. And Cannabis Action Network Treasurer Robert Ulweiler says changing state policy could help Florida benefit economically from not having to put marijuana users in prison. He says it costs about $20,000 per prisoner per year. And Ulweiler says studies show that whereas states profit from keeping violent criminals off the streets, they lose money by incarcerating drug offenders.
We need to revisit reducing penalties to be more in line with the crime, and also to do a lot better return on investment for our taxpayers.
Florida Cannabis Action Network President Catherine Jordan lives with Lou Gehrig's disease. She says she credits cannabis treatment for prolonging her life. Speaking through an interpreter, she says her goal has always been not to be a criminal.
Florida has a medical necessity.
Florida has a medical necessity defense, but I had to be arrested to use it. This is a life and death situation for me. And I do have a right to life.
Meanwhile, some opponents of legalizing marijuana say the medical benefits people get from its ingredients can be achieved through pills or other sources. Bondi could choose to change the classification for marijuana, leaving the issue to the legislature, or she could refuse the group's request, or finally, she could open the issue up for public input before making a decision. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Jessica Palumbo.